Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
U.S. Senate candidate, because there is a Senate race in this state next year, believe it or not. Paul Danz joins us to talk Lindsey Graham. He's running against Lindsey Graham. Mr. Danz, good morning.
Hey, Tara. Good morning to you.
Well, you know, you sent me on a trip down memory lane when you emailed me, because I've been doing this for long enough to remember Lindsey Graham, Gang of Eight member. You know, the guy, guys, Gang of Eight, where they were pushing for full amnesty. Almost got it, too. Just a couple of votes. And I remember Lindsey Graham mocking his constituents in South Carolina, saying he didn't want their votes if they didn't support amnesty. I even remember him saying, nobody's going to vote for you if you deport their grandmother. And so we can't deport anybody. That was his position. He was unapologetic about it. And it's almost as if it never happened. It drives me crazy. Well, now Lindsey Graham is out there, and he's all against Afghan immigrants, but that's not always been his policy either, has it?
No, 180-degree turn as of last Friday Wednesday when the National Guard's woman was murdered. Lindsey has been the most vocal proponent on our side of the aisle for the Afghan refugees. He actually stood up there and three times sponsored a bill to basically make their pipeline to citizenship streamlined. As late as August 2025, he has SB Bill 2679. And I posted on X something that's been viewed 2 million times, but it's Lindsey in his own words saying, these people are going to stay. This is their home now. We have a moral obligation to them, and one day they'll make great citizens. This is a guy who literally imported terrorists into our homeland. He is completely checked out of life here in South Carolina, life really in America, because he has no stake in the future of this country. He's all about building things internationally for his own fame.
We're talking to Paul Danz. He is a U.S. Senate candidate, Republican primary, running against Lindsey Graham, actually in the primary next year. You want to talk, too, about why Lindsey Graham is focused on perks in Ireland instead of the cost of living in the U.S.
Again, this man has been in Washington 32 years, and he long ago gave up on helping make life better here at home. He is really a tool of foreign governments, one of them in particular, Israel. He literally has been there like seven times this past year. I guess spoke with the prime minister. He says, Mr. Prime Minister, what do you want me to tell the American people? So like this past Saturday, he's getting involved in a 4-acre park being renamed in Dublin, Ireland. Meanwhile, you know, people are like wondering where their next paycheck's coming in South Carolina. And it's just absurd that, you know, someone there is like worrying about things like in Ukraine, halfway around the world, fighting on the eastern border, and shipping $300 billion while people are listening to this sitting in traffic in Greenville. He's just completely dislocated. And to him, us here in South Carolina are a mere inconvenience that every 6 years he has to go and kind of reinvent history to try to get our votes. And I'm stopping it. I'm not going to permit it anymore. I'm standing up to stop this man.
Paul Danz, give us a little, because people don't know you, give us a little background on you. Who are you?
Sure. I'm an original America First guy. I've been working for President Trump for the last 11 years. I'm a lawyer by training. Unlike Lindsey Graham, I believe Carolina girls are the best in the world. I married one in this state 20 years ago. And basically, I'm a dad of 4.5. My wife's expecting our fifth. And I'm a guy who helped President Trump get elected in 16. I went to work for him in 20. In the first term, I was the first guy to actually drain the swamp to take over an agency called the Office of Personnel Management. I was the chief of staff under President Trump, and I returned that agency to the president. That controls the entire administrative state, the deep state. I'm the guy who went in there and fired people and said, no, you answer to the president. After the first term, I went to work for the Heritage Foundation and stood up Project 2025, which is basically the personnel and policy plans for Trump's second term. And 80% of what he's doing comes out of the work I led. I led thousands of people, hundreds of conservative groups, to make sure that the president was ready to roll day one and make this entire idea about taking back the country from the administrative state. So we've, you know, through my work, engineered basically a revolution to put the power back in the hands of the people. And that's what I'm going to. The swamp, the headwaters is the U.S. Senate, and people like will never get ahead unless we clear out people like Lindsey Graham. And that's what I'm fighting for.
We're talking to Paul Danz. Paul, I want to play this for you. And this is a trip down memory lane that I personally put this together, this compilation of clips. This is Lindsey Graham in 2016 and late 2016, when Trump was running, they were already accusing him of Russian collusion. Late 2016, early 2017, most of these clips are actually from 2017, threatening Donald Trump nightly. Very few people, aside from Adam Schiff, spent more time on TV driving the Russia collusion hoax. This is Trump. This is
100%.
Graham. Yeah, this is Graham threatening Trump on TV, saying you've got to keep Comey. We got to listen to Comey. We got to get to the bottom of it. I want you to hear this. Yeah. I played this for another candidate running in the primary, and I want to get your reaction to this. This is Lindsey Graham circa 2017.
It is very, very disturbing to me, and Russia needs to pay a price when it comes to interfering in our democracy. And any Trump person who was working with the Russians in an unacceptable way also needs to pay a price. We need a joint select committee in Congress to get to the bottom of it and also look at Trump's business ties to Russia. There's contacts between the Trump campaign and Russian intelligence officials outside the norm. That's not only big league bad, that's a game changer. And I would change my view as to what Congress should do. The president needs to back off here and let the investigation go forward. We need to call Comey and get to the bottom of all of this. Well, I think we need to have Comey come before the Judiciary Committee and clear the air. Did the president ever say anything to the director of the FBI that would be construed as trying to impede the investigation?
Can you want to react to that? That was what 2017 sounded like. By the way, everything he said there is fake. It's all been debunked now, but he drove a lot of it.
Yeah, no, he sounds like a Democrat prosecutor, which is what he is. Look, that man was one of the initial people who led the whole Russia collusion hoax. He is the guy who told John McCain to deliver the P dossier to the FBI in the first place. He started the whole ball rolling. And, you know, in 2017, they're trying to gaslight us now and pretend that this never happened. But this guy was always interfering, prosecuting the case against President Trump. And he did warn off President Trump from firing Mueller. What happened there is what we never built the wall, right? This is Grahamnesty, and the entire time they're delegitimizing President Trump, and Lindsey Graham's carrying all the water with the Democrats on the so-called bipartisan ship. But what doesn't get built is a wall. Fast forward to today, we have 20 million invaders. This man is a clear and present danger to our country. He must be drilled out of the U.S. Senate. He will flip in a heartbeat like he did on J7 right after Trump. He said, I'm done with this guy. And this is what the man does. He spends the next 4 years with Biden putting those judges in place, the same ones who are issuing the nationwide injunctions. He cannot be trusted. He's a snake. And that's why I'm standing up, because we know, ever given a chance, he would give full amnesty to the people here in the country again. And you know, he will obviously start this World War III. That he's dead set on kinetic violence, whether it's invading Iraq, Iran, Syria, you name it, now Venezuela. But he is set on really putting, deflecting things from home and fighting wars abroad. And that bankrupts everyone, and that's why there's no ability for anyone under 40 to even buy a house.
Paul Dans, somebody, if Lindsey Graham were here right now, I know what he would say to you. He'd say, but President Trump, you know, he's the closed borders guy. He's the anti-amnesty guy, and he endorsed me, not anyone else in this race. What do you say to that?
He endorsed Lindsey back in February. I jumped in this race in August precisely because he endorsed Lindsey Graham. I'm not going to that voting booth again and holding my nose, because I have four kids, five kids one day, and this is their future. And everyone who has kids or wants to have kids, you have to change the way. Look, Lindsey Graham went to Washington. The national debt was $5 trillion. It's now $38 trillion. There isn't a single thing in this man's record that he can show. And the reason is he's not going to be here because he doesn't come back to our state. He's afraid to show his face, and he would be afraid to debate. So I'll challenge him to a debate any day of the week. You want to talk, Senator Graham, let's have a debate. But look, he ran off. He's the most vulnerable U.S. senator in the entire Congress right now, and they're doing fundraisers for him in Florida. They won't even let him in this state. So people, get behind my campaign. It's pauldans.com, D-A-N-S, and we're going to do this. Our polling shows if the race were held tomorrow, Lindsey and I would be in a runoff.
Paul Dans, where can people go to find out more about your website account?
Right, we're at pauldans.com. You can contribute there, sign up to volunteer, send an email. I'd love to come talk to your group, meet you in person. We'll be around the state. You can get updates also at Dans for Senate on X and Facebook and Instagram.
All right, Paul Dans, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra is bringing their 2025 winter tour to Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Can't believe it's already Trans-Siberian Orchestra time, but it is December 12th. Two shows, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. You know, whenever I hear that, I think of Rush Limbaugh. It reminds me of him because he loved the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And so does my son, Crash. I think he first asked me if we were going around July. That's how much he looks forward to it. And this year's tour features brand new production of The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the best of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, plus a second set of fan favorites. If you have not been, you've got to go. It's a concert and a light show. And just the joy of Christmas all bottled up. And right now, you can buy tickets. They're at Bon Secours, again, December 12th, with shows at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Or if you're the first caller right now, you can win tickets. 800-905-0989. So again, check them out. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, December 12th at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Good luck, by the way, winning those tickets. Okay, folks. Looking at the top... they've already released this for the year, top Google searches of the year. Always very telling. It's one of my favorite things to look up every year. I can't wait till it comes out. And look, I get that there's a lot of manipulation with Google, but still. What's the number one search? I think this is fascinating. Number one search this year. Charlie Kirk. And look, my kids have even told me Charlie Kirk is going to live on beyond his life just because he is so burned into the internet. The guy already had billions of views before he was unfortunately assassinated, which is incredibly sad. But so many people who never would have listened to Charlie Kirk, never would have heard about Charlie Kirk, are now listening to Charlie Kirk, including many, you know, who for the first time they wanted to go hear the racism, the hatred, the bigotry, you know, whatever they are told that is out there. And it's not there. And you know what is incredible about that? This shows you the level to which Google is controlled, because that's the main search engine, right? It's over 90% of searches. Even though Charlie Kirk is the number one most searched thing in America this year, and pray something crazy else doesn't happen this year, or maybe it'll, you know, supplant it. Even though that is the case, new poll out. Only, and this shows us how much more work we have to do getting the truth out, especially to the Democrat sheeple and the moderate sheeple. Just 24% of likely voters know Charlie Kirk's killer was left wing. 24% know that? That's it? Tyler Robinson, a left-wing lunatic, along with his furry boyfriend, who people still don't know where he went. In the wake of Kirk's killing, the media aggressively played dumb and then claimed he was MAGA, claimed the motive was elusive, said it was complicated. It wasn't complicated at all. It was quite simple, actually. His own family, multiple members, tried to tell us what the motive was. He hated Trump, hated Republicans, loved Democrats. He was gay. He thought the thing to do was kill. He told even the boyfriend, we have his texts, why he did it. He plainly stated his motive. I had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated out. So for the left, hatred is anything that's against their agenda. Multiple, again, family members publicly confirmed his left-wing tendencies. His own mother said that over the past year, her son had started to, quote, lean more to the left, becoming more pro-gay and trans rights oriented. Another family member recalled him expressing outright hatred of conservatives, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know what's really interesting about the difference between our media and theirs? If Trump screws up, if people screw up, on our side, they get taken to the woodshed. If you listen to the show, you know that. I will take people to the woodshed so fast, your head will spin. I don't care if it's Lindsey Graham or Trump, I do it. I just tell you what it is. We just deal with it. You get to just what these stories are today. I mean, the fraud story almost completely blacked out. The Somali fraud story almost completely blacked out. We got another terror attack by a recent immigrant in the news last 24 hours, blacked out by everybody but NBC. They hate us, but they respect us. This left-wing media, their utter contempt is for their own. Their utter contempt is for their own. So that's what we're dealing with here.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Okay, so I'm just going to tell you what they're saying. And if it's true, it's out there. It's interesting. Daily Beast, see, there's the problem. Liberal publication Daily Beast reporting that their intelligence sources, so be very careful, okay? I'm going to put the big disclaimer in here. Their intelligence sources are telling them that the D.C. Capitol shooter was forced to do the shooting because the Taliban demanded he hit troops on U.S. soil because, or otherwise they would kill members of his family who are still back in Afghanistan. I'm going to mention it and move on. I'm going to need another source on that. It's out there. It's getting a lot of interest. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Meanwhile, folks, Democrats desperate to keep the cartels rat lines in place, the rat lines that bring them their illegal immigrant children, their illegal immigrant adult voters, their drugs, and most importantly, the flood of drug money into the country, all of it. And they're realizing that Trump has found the mother nest. You ever see Alien, where she's like, she's killing all these aliens, but she can't figure out why she can't stop it, and then she realizes that there's a queen alien, like a queen bee, and she's got to kill the queen. The queen is Venezuela. Democrats know it. Trump's figured it out. And they will do anything to stop it. Headline in The Hill today. And this is the headline is this: Loomer, Army Secretary's Office plotting coup against Hegseth. See, the deal here is that they need the military to rebel in order to save their Marxist friends and foot soldiers in Venezuela. And Cartel de los Soles, I've been telling you for months, is the mother. I've been saying that before everybody else realized it. Since Trump took office. Well, conservative activist Laura Loomer is now serving as a reporter. She's covering the Pentagon. On Monday, accused the Office of Army Secretary Daniel Driscoll of trying to oust Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in a coup. Hegseth's leadership has been repeatedly questioned. Now they've done another hit on him. Do you see what just happened? Episode of South Park comes out. And what is it? Making fun of Hegseth. That's totally coordinated for this week. Now we've got this Office of the Inspector General's report about, you know, Hegseth might have put some soldiers in danger by using Signal chat group and they accidentally tagged somebody in, classified information. Hegseth says, not true. There's no classified info. And by the way, that's ridiculous. Okay. We don't have troops in Yemen fighting the Houthis. We, bam, hit them from the air. That's what they were talking about. So this idea, put the troops, that's just stupid. There was no troop danger. That's just dumb. But they make stuff up. And here's the thing. These Democrats, including the Inspector General of the Pentagon, are still embedded in there. So this is another hit on Hegseth. They want to replace him with someone who will run an actual coup, U.S. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll. And that way, Driscoll and whoever follows him can refuse to carry out the orders and save Maduro and the cartels, which are synonymous with, Democrats, cartels, they've all merged. That's what's going on right now. Okay, who is Dan Driscoll? Dan Driscoll is very, very good friends with a Congress member who is married to Jake Sullivan. Jake Sullivan is the architect of the Afghan disaster. His wife is a congresswoman who is one of the Seditious Six in that video. See how this works? So what they want to do is to get Hegseth out of there because they think they can manage the officials that are left and they believe they can manage the Senate for the reappointment process. In other words, they could either keep that seat vacant and Trump will lose control of the military. They could protect their rat lines, protect their human trafficking lines, protect their drug lines, protect their cartel friends who have effectively merged with the Democrat Party. So what you're seeing here is desperation. What this means is Trump has found the nest. He's found the queen. He's about to destroy it like an alien. Sigourney Weaver. That's where we are right now. And into this comes, and folks, I have been dying to read this to you. I needed a better source. I needed a more solid source before I could tell you. I understand why he's going off to Venezuela. And there's a very key reason he's going off to Venezuela. Number one, Hezbollah. Number two, China. Number three, election fraud. Wait, what? Drugs wasn't even in the top three. Mm-hmm. See, Trump can't say this. But guess who just did? The Dallas Express broke this story this morning. Hugo Caraval Barrios. He is the former director of military intelligence for Venezuela, one of the most powerful figures inside the government of Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro. He just wrote an open letter to Donald Trump from prison, warning the American people that not only is Trump justified, he should go harder at Venezuela. And he describes the network he built. He built inside the United States of America. He says in this letter to Donald Trump, he said, I publicly broke with the Maduro regime in 2017 and fled my country, knowing that I faced criminal charges in the United States. In doing so, he said, I became their enemy. And sure enough, we got him. We tried him. He's in a U.S. prison right now. His attorney, who's a former federal prosecutor, passed the letter on. I personally witnessed how Hugo Chavez's government became a criminal organization that is now run by Nicolas Maduro. The purpose of the organization, now known as Cartel of the Suns, I told you, is to weaponize drugs against the United States. The drugs that reach your cities through new routes were not accidents of corruption nor the work of independent traffickers. I told you, they were deliberate policies coordinated by the Venezuelan regime against the U.S. But it's not just Trinidad moving them. It is a network of terrorists, FARC, ELN, and Hezbollah. He says he knows because he built it. The regime provided weapons, passports, and impunity for these terrorist organizations to operate freely from Venezuela against the United States. trafficking throughout Mexico. I told you. This is the nest. I was present, he writes, when decisions were made to organize and weaponize criminal gangs across Venezuela to protect the regime. Among them, a group called Tren de Aragua. Chavez, the then leader of Venezuela, ordered the recruitment of criminal leaders inside and outside prisons to defend the revolution in exchange for impunity, he says. Gang leaders were instructed to send thousands of members out of the country to the U.S. It was coordinated through the Ministry of the Interior, the Ministry of Prisons, and the National Guard and National Police Forces. Tren de Aragua became the most effective. Okay. He says, when the Biden-Harris open border policy became widely known, they seized the opportunity to send these operatives into the U.S. I would argue with the coordination with the FBI. Folks, this is exactly what I've been telling you. What did Maduro say in that speech in the beginning of the year? When I went, we're gonna clash with Venezuela. He said, I didn't want to send them. Biden made me. He said, the FBI ran him. Speech is still on X. The FBI ran him through safe houses in Colombia and trafficked him into the country. Your government helped. He doesn't say that in this letter, but all the rest of it is there. Again, that was from Maduro, from his speech, when he's saying to Trump, listen, don't hurt me. Don't kill me. Don't blame me. Biden made me do it. I didn't want to send them. Who knows what the truth is, but we agree on this. They came. And this is the guy who coordinated it all. When the Biden-Harris open border policy became widely known, he says in his letter to Trump from federal prison, they seized the opportunity to send these operatives into the United States. They now have obedient, listen to this, armed personnel on American soil. To finance their operatives, they were explicitly instructed to continue kidnapping, extorting, and killing. Every crime they commit on your soil is an act ordered by the regime. He said, I was present when Russian intelligence came to Caracas to propose to Hugo Chavez the tapping of submarine internet cables that connect most of South America and the Caribbean islands with the U.S. for the purpose of penetrating United States government communications. In 2015, he writes, I warned Maduro that allowing Russian intelligence to build and run a secret listening post on La Ochilla Island would one day invite American bombs, but he ignored me. For 20 years, the Venezuelan regime has sent spies into your country. Many are still there. Cuban intelligence showed me their networks inside your naval bases on the East Coast. They bragged about having thousands of spies over decades, some now career politicians. U.S. diplomats and CIA officers were paid to, I told you, watch the CIA, were paid to assist Chavez and Maduro in remaining in power. These Americans acted as spies for Cuba and Venezuela. Some remain active to this day. And then the bombshell. And it all makes sense. The war against the deep state, the Democrat Party, and the cartels, all one international criminal organization, starts in Venezuela. But what I just told you isn't the craziest part. No, that's in the next segment. Incredible letter published in the Dallas Express this morning out of Texas. Explosive letter addressed to President Donald Trump from Hugo Caraval Barrios. He is the former director of military intelligence for Venezuela and one of the most powerful figures inside the government of Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro. He personally helped to build the rat lines inside our country, the ones that the Democrats are trying so hard to defend right now. And if you missed the last segment where I laid out how they literally not just ran Tren de Aragua in here and the drugs to use as weaponry and how all of their street minions answer to Maduro. Those networks are also infused with Hezbollah fighters, terror group fighters. They're inside the United States of America. And he said he believes Trump is not responding strongly enough. He defected from Venezuela in 2017, went on the run. We were able to capture him. We tried him. He's sitting in federal prison. So he's fully sentenced. There is nothing this letter can do to get him out of that. Now, listen to what he says. The key threat to America is from Venezuela and was. Drugs, yeah. Spies and rat lines and the moving of future Democrat voters and human kidnap victims, yeah. But he said it's election fraud. It's what Venezuela specializes in. He says. He knows. He helped build it. He says the software that he developed in Venezuela that helped both Maduro and Chavez steal their elections didn't stay in Venezuela. He said it was derived into a tool to keep the regime in power forever, and Venezuela has. He says, I know this because I placed the head of the head of IT of the National Electoral Council in his position. He reported directly to me. In other words, he oversaw the building of the software. This software system can be altered. This is a fact, he writes. This technology was later exported abroad, including to the U.S. Regime operatives maintain relationships with election officials and voting machine companies inside your country. I'm just reading it. You should know. Media's going to black this out. I'm not. Now, this line. You can see Trump's extreme interest, an interest so extreme that he has fully 25% of our naval military assets just sitting there off of Venezuela. I do not claim that every election is stolen in America, but I state with certainty that elections can be rigged with this software that he developed in Venezuela, and that the software has been used to do so in America. That all makes sense, doesn't it? So you got terrorists, you got rat lines, you got human trafficking, you got Cartel de las Soles, and now you got stolen elections right out of Venezuela. I actually know how it is believed they did it, but I'm going to be very cautious here. I'm just going to stick to the letter because I can't prove it, and I'm not going to tell you what I can't prove, but I can read this letter to you. People of the United States, he says, I do not claim that every election is stolen using the software that he developed, but I can state with certainty that elections can be rigged with the software and that it has been used to do so in America. By the way, this same software they developed has been used in over 90 other countries. Just so you know. It would explain a lot. You know, I'd explain how these left-wing regimes keep coming to power all over the world, but the polling before the election shows populist surges, and then it's always like, oh, darn, how did that happen? It would make sense. I don't know that it is the case, but it would make sense. People of the United States make no mistake about the threat posed by allowing a narco-terrorist organization to roam freely in the Caribbean and throughout Latin America, doing everything possible to harm the American people, to finance anti-Americanism across the continent, and to facilitate the operations of other terrorist organizations and enemies of the United States within Venezuela and now within your borders, he says. Final part of the letter from Hugo Carval Barrios. Again, the head of military intelligence, top guy for Venezuela under both Chavez and Maduro. He built the system, including, he says, the election fraud software now used and currently used inside many of our voting machines. He says some of your elections have been stolen. He says we control a lot of this through the cables. And, well, I can't tell you anymore because it's not in the letter. And I'm not going to go any further than that. I know a lot more, but I'm not going to say what I can't prove. He said, what Trump is doing right now is not just justified, but necessary and proportionate to the threat. He said, Trump may be even underestimating what the regime is prepared to do to hold on to power. They have contingency plans for every extreme scenario to ensure they never relinquish control. Okay, one more piece of this, folks. Yeah, but why do we need a fair Venezuela? Remember the article from Bloomberg? We know because the Biden regime received over 20,000 money laundering reports from American banks. We know that the Chinese government laundered more than $300 billion for this wasp's nest of cartels through just U.S. banks. $300 billion. It's China running the money. It's China running these cartels. We just got it. We got the whole thing. I think Trump did months ago. And that is why 25% of our naval assets are currently sitting out there in the Caribbean. Wonder what's going to happen next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.